Stage 5 of Module 1. Anger. How could you do this to me? You will feel powerful rage when your relationship ends. Feeling anger is a natural, healthy part of being human. However, anger is different from aggression, which is a destructive form of expressing anger. It's not healthy to keep your anger locked up inside of you, and nor is it to express it aggressively. You can learn to express both your anger over the ending of your relationship along with everyday anger constructively. In one of the groups, Jean said, "I don't know what came over me. I saw his car in the parking bay, and I knew he had met his girlfriend and left her in the car. I went over and let the air out of all four tires. Then I went behind a building and waited until they returned, so I could watch them find his car with the tires flat. I watched them trying to solve their problem, and I felt so, so good. I've never done anything like that before in my life. Guess I didn't know how angry I could get." We are approaching a point where we can become consumed with anger, and if we don't deal with it adequately, it can stop us in our tracks instead of us progressing through the rebuilding process. Relationship anger is extreme rage, vindictiveness and bitterness, which at times seems almost overpowering. It is a special kind of anger that we really do not experience before, and many of our friends who are still in relationships do not understand it either, unless they've gone through the breakdown and end of a relationship themselves. You may try to keep this anger inside and not express it, and this can result in what we term reactive depression, because one cause of such intense sadness is anger not being expressed. Let's go back to the dumper who does not express it because he or she feels guilty, and then the dumpee fears the other person will not come back, so both are nice for a while, except that they feel a lot of intensely sad thoughts and feelings. Anger is expressed in violent ways many times,